Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Marshalltown Street Superintendent Rick Legg. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Zach. How you doing?
I am doing well. I appreciate you making a little time for us. I know your team has probably been a little busy the last couple of days. So I guess my first question to you, during snow cleanup for you guys, with the new part of Center Street and Main Street, has cleanup been a little bit easier? Has it just kind of been different? How's your team kind of handled that new portion of Center Street and Main Street?
I would call it different simply because just the process that we do rather than bringing the snow to the middle so as to not put it on the side like we always have done. We take it from just put it against the curb on one side while we plow the first night, and then the second night when we come in to remove it, then we'll pull it out from the curb when there aren't any cars parked there to get rid of it, just simply because of when cars are parked up there. Now the street is a little bit narrower, so we don't have as much room to store the ridge of snow for that 24 to 36 hour time period like we do with the rest of the street. So that seems to be working out well. It's just like you mentioned, it's just different, but nothing that we can't handle. And there's some little things that we're finding out we need to kind of tweak along the way, but I think we're, for the most part, dealing with that well.
Yeah, and the more you do it, the easier it will get. It's just something like, you know, like we said here, it's just different from how we have done it normally. But, you know, now we're seeing this the snow beginning to melt. And I remember you told me maybe a couple of years ago now, it's kind of that standing water on the road that really kind of adds to some of these potholes and cracks and things that are out on our roadway. So as people are driving around, they can find potholes and then give you guys a call to let you know where they're at, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, with the anytime we get either whether it be rain on the roadway as it's raining or the melting snow in the spring. Of course, this year we've had several where our snow has melted and like it does in the spring. So a lot of standing water on the roads, that's going to create a lot of the potholes and stuff. So we always encourage people. Well, we have actually two patch crews have been out, and as soon as this next little system goes through tonight and the holes start to get dried up again or whatever, we'll be out with two crews again trying to keep up with things, but we can't be everywhere at once. So we appreciate if people would call our report line that we have for potholes, and that's 641-844-1888. And when I receive those calls, it's just a voicemail. You don't have to leave your address. Just simply tell us, give us an address or between this street and that street on West Main Street, wherever it may be, and we usually can get to those within a day or so and then continue to patching the other areas so that we get some of these main ones taken care of that people see in a timely manner.
Yeah, and Rick, I live on an alley. I've seen some of these rock alleys as well with, you know, these big, heavy spring thunderstorms sometimes get washed out as well. Is that the same line people could call if their alley has been washed out and maybe need some extra rock out there too?
It's fine if they want to call that line. It goes directly to me that I see that. But same way as well, you know, if they also on alley repairs, washouts, things like that, they can call that number. But also 641-754-5746. Is for the street department as well for any kind of repairs to alleys or streets. And so either one of those lines are fine. Either way, I'll get it, and we'll get it taken care of as timely as we can.
Yeah, and I can say from personal experience, reaching out to your street department, that alley that got washed out that I'm right next to, it was fixed within a week. So it was nice to see, you know, my call get answered there. So I appreciate your crew taking care of that and helping out, trying to keep our drive as smooth as possible, hitting those potholes as well. So looking for people to call any potholes in that you may see. And you also encourage people to call because don't assume someone else has already made that phone call, right?
That's correct. Always I've been doing this for a year or two now, and it always astonishes me when we see certain holes that haven't been called in and how gigantic they are, and then, you know, other ones that people call in and tell us about. It's like, oh my gosh, that's a dwarf compared to, you know, the bigger ones. So you just never know. It's just, please call it in. Doesn't matter if we get the same call. I've gotten the same call on a particular place 3-4 times. It doesn't matter. We'll be able to get to it if they call it in. And definitely don't assume someone else called in, because sometimes it doesn't bother those people that were there before you, and so they didn't bother calling it in.
So as you know, we talk about spring showers and things like that. It might hit 70 here this weekend, Rick. I'm sure people are looking to maybe clean up their yard and then need somewhere to take some of that compost from their yard. Is the compost facility opening up in Marshalltown anytime soon?
Yes, we've actually set a hard date for Friday, March 27th, normal hours at 10 a.m. All of that's on the city's website for the days and the hours that we're open. We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Friday, March 27th at 10 a.m., all that stuff to get raked up this weekend and stuff, they just have to hang on to it for another less than a week, and then they can bring it down on that Friday, a week from this Friday, and get rid of it.
Yeah, so they have compost facilities located there on the northeast side of town, right by Riverview Park. That'll be nice to kind of have that open for places for people to take stuff. Plus, open burning will then also start on April 1st for people here in the city of Marshalltown. Rick, do you guys have any like spring projects on your calendar at all?
Yep, just pretty much our routine things that we do. Obviously, we need to get the sweepers out to get all the dirt and grime and everything that's, like you say, washed out of gravel alleys, gravel parking lots and stuff. So we'll kind of be focusing on that once the temperatures stay above freezing. And also get started when the pavement temperatures get up to where they're staying 55 degrees or higher at night. Then we'll start our painting operations of painting center lines and edge lines and things like that, and uptown, like in the business district where the new parking stalls are at, we need to touch those up. They've kind of faded just because the paint was kind of fresh when they put it down. It our plows have kind of scraped it up over the winter, so we'll be touching up all those lines for the parking, whether it's the back end angle parking or parallel parking uptown, as well as in our parking lots as well. So then, of course, our normal concrete repairs that we do, certain places that need completely redone that we can't do well with patch, with our asphalt patch, mowing of roadsides and all that stuff will be in full swing here just as soon as it warms up and things start greening up.
Rick, can you remind me, how long have you been the street superintendent for the city of Marshalltown?
It'll be 7 years in May, but I had a couple years working down here before that. So kind of in total, 7 years for street superintendent, and looking at over 28 years total for working here.
So all this time spent working on roads and understanding how they're built and repair them and things like that, when you're driving around, do you constantly just notice things as you're driving, or do you try to turn it off at least a little bit when you're off of work?
It's pretty much automatic. I don't think there's a switch. If there is an off switch, I haven't found it yet. I just things get drawn to you. Even my sign guys, I'll call in and I'll tell them there's a bolt missing in a sign, and they'll ask me, how do you notice that, or how do you happen to see that? And it's just, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm a nerd, I guess, when it comes to the street department and the streets and maintenance of the streets and signs and things like that. But no, I've if there's a switch, Zach, I've never found the off switch for that.
Well, it's good to know that, you know, you're kind of always seeing the finer details. How many people are on your team here that'll be kind of working on some of these patching projects and spring projects that you have?
So we've got a total staff at the street department of 12. And so they'll, like I say, we kind of divide and conquer. I'm running a couple of patch crews now, where normally we just run one once we get caught up with a lot of the holes and stuff like we always get in the spring. And those guys will be in street sweepers and trucks hauling from the street sweepers on the paint truck, you know, mowers, tractors and mowers and stuff. So 12 guys with the amount of area that we have to take care of and things we have to do, I sometimes feel like I could have, I could use either, you know, at least two more guys to get things done, because obviously the guys have vacation time and stuff too, and so we're not always at 12, 40 hours a week, but we just keep plugging away and get our stuff done as best we can.
Yeah, and it's good to know, you know, 12 people can't canvass the entire town every day looking for those potholes. So that's where you really rely on the public to make that call. Can you give us that pothole hotline number just one more time?
Yep, absolutely. 641-844-1888. And we do appreciate when they call it in. That helps us be able to stay on top of it even more.
Yeah. All right, Rick. Well, I appreciate you making a little time for us today and just checking in and letting us know what's going on with the street department right here before we hit spring here in Marshalltown. So thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Zach.